made sure I notated that she was mad. She said you came. She said you came out there last week and then said that the plug wouldn't fit.
I don't care about none of that. I told her she had to change the outlet box, and my boss called and told her that they needed to change the outlet box.
She said,
don't take the rain.
Yeah, she. I'm telling you what. I'm just. You can get upset with me all you want. I'm telling you what she said. That's why I took it so long.
But
I know. And then her husband called your boss. She said that you gave them a phone number to call your boss. She said he called. He was going there.
I'm not gonna get
the
liability for XTO and us.
They don't listen. It was a lady got mad and she trapped the tech inside
man,
the house.
Yeah, that's why I had to pull out. She was throwing the stuff out the door. I don't know what she's
Oh gosh.
Like she living in a half $1 million crib easily, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Easily half $1 million, maybe $1 million.
Yeah, and then that.
And she's like, man, she's throwing shit, so I'm not going to stay in here while she's throwing stuff out the door. You know what I'm saying? What the hell?
Why y'all don't warn us when y'all
and
tell
I
us to
her,
call
I
these people,
like,
that these people that did
to...
this stuff? Why y'all don't tell us
right,
that? When we call them, they be mad and fuss. She was fussing.
Oh, man, she tripping like, oh, yeah. She was there. I was like, I told you. And I had my people call and told you, you got to have an electrician put a dumpster box in. This is a wall up. You just can't plug it in and walk away. You know what I'm saying? He's like, liability. He's like, whose liability? Mine, my company, XCO, Best Buy. That's all on our liabilities if I do that. I can't take that hardwired cord that's hanging down. That's what he wanted me to do. He said, well, can't you just cut this off and just hook a cord to it? It don't work like that, sir. Because if it don't work right and somebody comes out to look at this, that's all on me. And, you know, man, that's my company and my insurance has got to eat that stuff. But, I mean, you can only apologize so many times, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's like, well, I'll run down there and be back in like an hour. Man, you don't pay me about an hour out here, though. You know what I mean? But he got everything done. I guess he's going to go out and get one, come back. And I gave him the 1-800 number again to call us when he's ready, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I can only apologize to him so many times.
Yeah, when you apologize, it makes it worse.
And if you look at my notes, or whatever, my pictures from the last when we first came in, you'll see the pictures of the wires and all that too. You know what I'm saying? Of the touching box.
Well, yeah. When y'all call us,
I told that.
Us a favor.
Yeah,
when y'all call us and tell us to call us when we have to call the customer, let us know that they're upset so we know what we're walking. I had one lady that
was
really mad.
I've been doing
this
for 23 years, and I try to swell out the customers. I hardly ever like let them try to get to me. I try to overwhelm them, but. I mean, I understand they was upset and they paid somebody $700 to cut 2 inches out of their wall, but that ain't got nothing to do with us.
Yeah,
somebody
she claimed that's all
that
you
much,
told
you know
her.
Saying?
She said that's all you told her that she needed to get that cut. That she was ticked, is all I can tell you. But y'all need to let us know when we're calling these people that they're ticked off like that.
I try to, but you know what I'm saying? I got to make it out to the truck sometimes, you know what I'm saying, to get to my phone.
Yeah.
It's hard, but yeah, I'm just trying to get that control number for the was it just a trip charge, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, you don't have to have trip charges. You don't have to have a breeze code for a trip charge. But I got it put in.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to do it for trip charges or for delivery charges. You need it like if the product is defective or wrong product or something like that or property damage, stuff like that, or you returning the item.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought we were supposed to get control codes for everything. Yeah, I follow that. What's your name, baby? This is Tony.
Yeah, it's Angela.
Angela, all right, cool. You said you already got the number? Because I didn't put it in my notes, or no?
No, you don't have to. Okay, you don't have to have a breeze code for a trip charge or for a delivery charge. I got your charge, your trip charge put in. It's when it's the product is defective or missing.
And everything in there, though.
Yeah, if it's if it's the wrong product or you got property damage or something like that, that's when you have to do the freeze code. It's like if you're returning the item.
I thought I was getting control codes for everything. I thought I was getting control codes for everything. Hey, Miss Angela, well, you try to have a better day today, okay?
You too. If there's nothing else, Tony, you have a great day, okay? Thanks for calling XTO.
Thank you very much. No problem. Thank you for your help, Miss Angela.